Welcome to Animateez, a retro anime review comedy podcast. Join our resident anime nerd Mackenzie and anime noob Lindsay as they delve into their VHS vault and review the best and worst of what the 80s and 90s had to offer. These episodes contain spoilers and adult language, so stick around if you're cool like that.
Wind, rain, shadow, wood, sword, thunder, power, sleep, card captors of the cloud, expect the unexpected now!
In case you couldn't tell, we are talking about 1998's Cardcaptor Sakura today.
Way to pronounce it like you're American.
Oh yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. Every time I try to pronounce things like Japanese, I feel like an idiot because I don't say them properly.
No,
or you tell me I'm wrong.
It's because America has a problem with foreign things, and they're like, we must make this as American as possible. In Japan, the emphasis is on the sa. In America, it's on the ku.
Oh.
So it's Sakura as opposed to Sakura.
Wait, so it's... Oh, okay. So it's...
It's Cardcaptor...
Sakura.
Sakura.
Sakura. Sakura. Rock'em Sakura.
As opposed to Cardcaptor Sakura in America.
Oh.
Yes.
Well...
But yes, we are talking about the shoujo anime Cardcaptor
Sakura.
which in America was known as Cardcaptors because Sakura was too feminine.
We'll get into that.
We certainly will. It's a show we've both seen as children.
Yep.
I quite enjoyed it as a kid.
I really loved it as a kid.
I would like play Cardcaptors with my friends on like the playground, which was super cool.
Yeah.
Because like I was always Lee, so the girls would always, like, fawn over me in character. They didn't fawn on me over me out of character, but in character, absolutely. Got a couple kisses on the cheek during that reassess time of Cardcaptor Sakura roleplay, so that was pretty sweet. Also, I just said Sakura instead of Sakura.
Yeah.
You know what? It's going to happen a lot.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to bring it up right now.
I was like, we're English speakers.
We're English speakers, sure, but we've been brainwashed by the American version of this TV show to believe that Cardcaptors is a completely different show than what it actually is.
It is. I thought when you sent me the link for the show to watch it, I was like, oh, is this not the same one? Nope, it definitely is.
They decided to create an American English version, and instead of following the regular Japanese animation TV run, they were like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to edit this so that it's more friendly for American audiences. But not only that, we're going to make it so that it's also super popular for boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. We're going to get into it. Because it was so funny. Because for me as a child, I was thinking back to it. I really liked the show because it was a female lead. She wasn't like a side character or like a supporting character. She was the lead. Mm-hmm. And she didn't need a guy to come save her or whatever. Like... There was no guy, like, she wasn't the romantic interest of the male character.
Which is funny, because me watching it as a boy got the opposite experience.
Really?
Because it was created so that they introduced Lee in episode 1 instead of episode 8. And he was kind of like, they put in the episodes, like, in random order. It would be, like, episode 8, episode 15, episode 30, episode 22. And those would be your first, like, 4 or 5 episodes instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it was put in so that boys would pick up on the boy stuff and think that he's the main character. You got it the different way.
Yep.
And they had done that because apparently, you know, anime is for boys. We got to make sure it's...
Yeah. They were saying that, like, back in the day, I guess boys were the most, like, the higher viewership for cartoons, which is ridiculous.
I feel like it's pretty equal.
Yeah. Because I was like, I fully remember as a kid, if it was not animated, I was not interested.
No. No. And... So they created these multiple versions. We got the one as a kid where it was heavily edited.
Yeah. The Nelvana?
The Nelvana version.
Yeah.
And then there was the more recent version that was the Animax version, which is the one that's on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, which is the one we watched.
And now I said we're not going to watch the Nelvana because it's super out of order.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out they did dub all 70 episodes.
Interesting.
With the good voices.
Do you know how much they spent roughly on each episode?
No.
$100,000. on what? Each episode. Yeah. So that they could incorporate new music, scripts, and vocal tracks.
Wow.
Yeah. It was done so that it could, yeah, refocus the series to be a more action-oriented for the male viewers.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. I got this different view of it. And I was like, damn it, we could have watched the one with the good vocals. Bleh. And then, after watching the episodes, I went back and watched the Nelvana version of The Proper Order, the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And holy crap, am I glad we didn't. Because while the voices are way better.
Oh yeah, I like the voices a lot better.
It is so cut up. They remove so much context to fit into a U.S. TV structure.
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting upwards of 5 minutes of content per episode.
Oh yeah.
Like in the first one, because I think you watched Nelvana for the first one.
I did.
And then, so in that episode, when the first scene, when her brother is like making fun of her and she turns giant and squashes him like a bug mm-hmm. out of nowhere in like some sort of like dream sequence right there. Okay, yep. In the Animax version that follows the Japanese, there's context. It's an internal monologue of her being like, oh, he's so mean. I can't wait till I'm older and then I'll be taller than him and then I can squash him like a bug. And then she has this dream sequence where it's her growing large and squashing him.
Mm.
Then it cuts back. They cut out of all of that. It literally goes, you stomp like a dinosaur. And then she turns into like a dinosaur sized person who squashes him and then goes back to normal.
Because women are emotional.
Exactly. They cut out all of the context from that action and just try to make it like as quick and to the point as possible, which like I get, but also don't.
Yeah.
Because I watched a bit of the second episode. Again, so much context removed from these episodes that as much as it pained me to have to listen to the voices of the other one, especially Caro, because they make him go from being so enthusiastic
mm-hmm.
to like having almost barely any personality.
Yeah.
But at least I got the proper show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and apparently, according to my research, the English version censored out multiple gay relationships.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing about Cardcaptor Sakura, and this has been confirmed by the creators. It is incredibly LGBTQ friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes trans. There's some stuff in future episodes that relates to people having other identities.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But there are multiple relationships in this series that are queer relationships
mm-hmm.
or relationships that they are hinting at being queer relationships.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Tomoyo,
mm-hmm.
who for some reason they decide to name her Madison in the English version, is in love with Sakura.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She has a massive crush on her, and eventually, spoilers everyone, of course, I'm sure you expect that from a show reviewing anime,
yep.
In the future actually confesses her love.
Oh.
But Sakura says it too, but the way that they display it in a way that shows that it's not the same love is that when she says it, her, the background behind her is all these like flowers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But when Sakura says, oh, I love you too, it's like a blank background. And because this show is actually so good with female relationships
mm-hmm.
between like friends and other stuff, Tomoyo just goes, oh, okay, I get it. No worries. I still love you though. And then goes on to help wingman her with Lee. Because this whole show, not once do you ever find the female characters fighting with each other and being rude and being
mean.
They're
all so supportive.
They're so supportive of each other. They're like, wow, you're so good at this. You're so good at that. Oh, you failed. I'm so sorry. Let me help you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to see.
Oh yeah. It's wonderful. Like, we'll get into this more when we actually review like the episodes and stuff. There's also a gay relationship apparently between Toya and Yukito.
Yukito is hardcore in love with Sakura's brother.
Yeah, which is hilarious because Sakura is... I'm so scared I said that wrong.
Sakura, that's good.
Sakura. Has like, he's the one that she has a crush on.
Yes. Which we'll get into him. I was excited to do some magical girl because...
It's a fun genre.
It's a fun genre when it's done right. And Cardcaptor Sakura feels done right.
Mm-hmm.
It's repetitive enough that children can keep focused but still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But it changes enough stuff by having, you know, new cloud cards or new this or that.
Mm-hmm.
The big difference also between, or not also, it's the first time mentioning this, but between the manga and the anime is that the manga only had 19 cards.
Oh, interesting.
And the anime has
52, I think they
52
said.
52 or something like that.
Yep.
Which is crazy, because that's a huge difference. I get why they did it, because like we need to have more episodes than manga chapters, because they come out weekly, as opposed to a full omnibus of like a manga.
I think they said it came out monthly.
The manga, probably, yeah. But yeah, it was a huge difference. But that was a Japanese change. That wasn't an Americanized thing. That was just straight Japanese change.
Yeah, that was just a medium change.
Yeah. Let's jump into the series of Cardcaptor Sakura, starting with the general overall description of the show.
Okay, go for it.
I will. It takes place in a fictional town of Tameda, which is located somewhere near the capital of Tokyo. It follows 10-year-old Sakura Kinomoto after she accidentally releases the Clow cards in her father's basement, also unleashing the guardian Cerberus, which they call Cerberus in the American version. I'm sure it's because of some weird Christian devil stuff.
Oh my gosh, probably.
But he's known as Kiro.
Oh, is that? I thought it was Kiro.
Kiro, Kiro, Kiro probably, maybe.
I think it's Kiro.
Each version says it differently.
Oh man. Oh no.
So we're going to make some pronunciations. But so Kiro's release, and he lets Sakura know that if she was able to open the book, she has magic powers and she's now the card captor and has to collect all the cards for him.
Yep.
And so starts her adventure of going out and fighting monsters as a child. Which,
are they monsters or are they creatures?
Some of them are monsterish. Some of them are creatureish. Some of them are humanoid.
Yeah.
But I would like to note that she's very smart in the fact that she literally goes, I'm a grade 4 girl. I'm not supposed to be saving the world.
She's like, I'm going to get killed.
She's actively aware of this.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that like false bravado of like you get in a lot of anime where it's like, yes, I've got all these super good powers. The only super thing she's good at is all of her school activities and sports and rollerblading for some reason. She got them tricks going on.
She's really good at rollerblading. Rollerblading and baton.
Is really good at rollerblading. And that's kind of the gist of the anime, is this young girl who gains these powers and has to go out and capture the cards that she accidentally released before they wreak havoc on the world and take it over. Because apparently they have that power. So blessed with the magic from the sorcerer Chloe Reed. I keep saying Clow card. They're technically called Clow cards, but each different English version says it differently.
Yep.
One says Chloe, one says Clow. The Japanese, it rhymes with Chloe. Or they say specifically it rhymes with glow. So it's Chloe.
Oh, okay.
We're going to say it 100 different ways each time. I'm sorry. But
all the diehard fans are going to be like just wincing.
Exactly. And that takes us to episode 1, Sakura and the Strange Magical Book.
Ooh.
Where we start by meeting her brother and her father.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, typical older brother.
Oh, yeah. It's very typical older brother.
Father.
He's a university professor.
He is a university professor looking after his two kids alone after his wife died. Cooking breakfast in the morning and doing his best.
Yep.
And I love him.
Yep.
I think he's a sweet man who's just trying his hardest to look after his kids. He's got a silly little personality. And I hope nothing but the best for this sweet man.
Yep. Single parents.
If he wasn't so awkward, I'm sure the ladies would be all over him.
But he's a
He's got a giant library in the basement.
Yeah.
He's got them books. Got a nice house.
Yep.
And they go eat their breakfast. They have the scene with the stomping we had mentioned.
Yep.
And then she gets off on her rollerblades and catches up with her brother, and they meet up with his best friend, Yukito.
Aww.
Oh, Yukito.
Oh, Yukito.
He's so nice.
He is really nice.
And like very nice to Sakura.
Oh yeah.
Like treats her like she's a little queen, treats her so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a creepy way.
No, it's very much in just like a kind human way.
A legitimately like,
no malicious.
You are a grade 4 girl. I'm in grade 10. I'm going to treat you like you are my little sister, but as if I actually love you and like how your brother treats you.
Yeah.
And he's got the softest little face, softest little voice. I actually don't mind his voice in the version we watched.
Yeah.
It was the one of the best of the voices. And you know, they ride for a little bit and she blushes and gets all cute.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being a little girl and having a crush on guys that my sister went to school with who was older than me.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Of course. I had crushes, not on guys, but on girls that my sister had friends of.
Yep.
And we get to her school where we meet some of her friends, specifically her insanely rich best friend.
Oh, my gosh. So loaded.
Tamayo. who is literally
so rich.
Oh my gosh.
And she,
oh my gosh, just
daughter
loaded
of a toy magnate, who is also the nicest girl.
Yeah.
So friendly. She just likes to take photos of Sakura, which is a little weird when she's in love with her.
I know, but it's a little weird,
but you know that
it's innocent.
Exactly. Exactly. And we kind of have that typical slice of life school scene where she, mm-hmm. you know, is doing her cheerleading, doing her this and that. And we get to the baton scene where she's twirling her baton and everyone's so amazed by her.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause she's apparently really good
at like everything.
Yeah. And yeah, she throws it in the air and we get this like weird vision she has where the baton becomes her like wand for capturing the cards.
Yeah.
And she drops the baton and all of her little friends are like, oh no, she's normally so good. What happened?
Again, being super supportive. Are you okay?
Yeah.
She's kind of is a little confused and she goes home that evening and she finds that her father is leaving her alone at grade 4 with no brother, no nothing.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I got left home alone until I was like 13.
Yeah, she's like, good to go. She's mature enough, sure, I guess. But he leaves her home alone and she hears a noise.
Yeah, she thinks it's a burglar, which is terrifying.
Yeah, when you're home alone, a burglar in the basement. So she grabs her baton and then just fucking walks in like, I'm ready to go.
Yep. Like a 10-year-old girl is going to mess up a burglar.
And there she finds there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she finds the Clow book previously mm-hmm. mentioned.
Yep.
And unleashes the Clow cards. And on the cover of this book is a lion, a beast of sorts.
Yeah.
And you think that the protector of the book would be a big, scary beast.
Ah, you would think.
He would think. But no, it is a teddy bear-looking creature.
It is so cute.
Named Kiro, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, like, pick whichever one you want.
Pick your Kiro poison. And he's just...
But he doesn't come out until after all the cards explode out.
Yep.
Yep.
And he's super stoked. He's like, you let me out of the book. Sweet, I've been awakened. This is great. My name's Kiro. Kiro, I protect the Clow cards, or Clow cards. And he, like, turns and looks at them.
And they're all gone.
And he turns back to her and he gets that like...
Just like face crack.
And he looks over.
And she just has the one card, windy card or whatever.
She is told, again, like we'd mentioned, she's now the card captor.
Yep.
Magical powers.
Whoa!
And somehow, I don't exactly remember how, but she ends up having to go after the...
It was a fly card.
Fly card, yes.
Yep. It was like a big crane.
Scary bird thing?
Yeah.
Like, first enemy she has to go against is this giant Birdramon made of smoke. And, of course...
She grabs her rollerblades.
She grabs her rollerblades.
Sneaks out of the house.
Sneaks out of the house. She, in her pajamas, ends up fighting this giant bird before learning that she can use the cards
mm-hmm.
to give herself powers. So she uses the fly card she still has.
Nope,
it was the wind card.
Yep.
To... fly.
Yeah, she like uses the wind to like capture, like ruin the flight pattern of the fly card so then she can capture it back into the card.
Yeah. And so she captures this card and that power gives her the ability to fly.
Yeah,
right. But so she captures this card and every time she uses her wand she has to tell it who she is so that it'll come out.
And she has to like rhyme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it'll come out and she has to like go back to the form you are. And she catches the card and she has to write her name on it.
Yep.
Okay. As a first intro episode, not bad.
It was adorable. We got a lot of good exposition, you know, introduced us to Sakura.
Sakura. Most of the characters we need to know at the moment.
Yep.
And I could see as a kid and remember as a kid for seeing that being like, there was a cute girl and there was cool monsters and magic. Hell yeah. I didn't need Lee as a young boy. Obviously I was like,
you had a plethora of other shows that you could watch,
but I was like oh cool, Lee. Yeah, but also at the same time I was like, cute girl and magic stuff,
yeah,
I'm in. This won't follow me into my adulthood.
Oh man. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. In episode 2.
Mm-hmm. The shadow card escapes.
Oh, I thought you were saying the episode title, and I was
I'm just saying,
that's not the episode title. Did we watch the wrong episode?
No. I'm just saying that in this episode, what causes havoc is the shadow card.
Mm, yes. The episode, Sakura's wonderful friend / partners in crime. Because it seems the series follows a slice of life first half.
Yeah.
And then a card capturing last half.
Yeah.
That seems to be the go-to. But this is where we actually have a full episode of her being the card captor.
Yeah.
And this is where Tomio discovers her secret, because this they ain't wasting no time. You know, the Japanese
version. Like, I have a camera, I film everything. And oh, look at this weird thing I captured last night.
Who is this?
Do you recognize anybody in this?
It's literally her flying through the sky on her like magic staff.
And also, apparently Tomoyo's like camera is so good quality because it can zoom in like a motherfucker.
Her dad's rich.
I mean, yeah, but I'm like, some of these shots, like, I work in film and I'm like,
but she's just like so casual, like, hey, look at this thing I caught last night,
let me put it up on the big screen for you in the AV club room. Yeah. So that you can like really get the whole experience. Yep.
And of course, she, being it's her best friend, she's like, okay, well,
I want to capture the life of a fourth grader.
And she just admits that she is
the card captor and kind of tells her best friend what's going
on. However, in the start of the episode, she wakes up and is like yelling at, oh my God, what is this? What is this? At like Caro.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Completely forgets.
Yep.
And then she goes, oh, right, I'm a card captor.
Yep.
She goes, but I don't want to be a card captor.
I could die. Which, yeah, girl, you totally could.
Yeah. But that episode kind of follows like your standard introduction.
Freytag's pyramid.
Yep. And then they learn about the shadow card.
And that they have to go at night.
To the school.
Ugh, gross.
But first,
Tomoyo has to make a beautiful outfit for her to wear.
No, they're not yet.
Oh, okay.
She shows up with her entire security detail.
Right, her like six bodyguards.
This 10-year-old girl shows up with six badass looking women in black suits and shades being like, stay safe. Like, they drop her off as like a full detail.
Yeah, I'm like, is her dad like a cultural attaché or something? Like, what is going on?
They drop her off, and then they also leave a van with them.
Because grade 4 kids can drive.
And they open up this van, and it's like 100 costumes. And Sakura's like, why do I need this?
You need to have battle costumes.
Which is really just Tomio wanting to record her wearing something cute, doing something cool.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other reason
As a little girl, I was like, yes, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Which is funny because Sakura doesn't seem too pleased with these costumes.
She's like, okay.
But the first one is that bodysuit with the fancy hat.
It was like a jester hat.
Yeah, and the cape.
Yep. And then Kiro has the little like,
bow tie. Oh, and I really appreciate that this series didn't make it fan service-y.
Yeah.
They're not like casual butt cheek shots.
Yeah, they're not like upskirt shots or whatever. Yeah. Thank God.
It's very like to the point.
Yeah.
And she fights the shadow card, who has completely fucked their school up.
Oh yeah, just like messed everything up.
All the desks are piled in one. Now I forgot watching this episode that it was about the shadow card because all of a sudden this Doctor Who looking stone angel statue,
yeah,
holding a halo,
just a weeping angel,
comes flying through the sky, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then it smashes into the ground and breaks, and I was like, oh, it's being held by a shadow.
Yep.
Right.
Don't blink. Whatever you do, don't blink.
And of course, in the usual fashion of this TV show, she captures the card.
Whoa, we turn on all the lights.
We turn on all the lights because that gets rid of all the shadows except for the real shadow, which I guess technically would make sense.
Yep.
If the rest were just literal shadows, light would remove them. So
I like
job,
how my
Tom
brain
Hill.
Just thought about Death Note and was just picturing light. I'll take the shadow. Oh my gosh, sorry,
you and your Death Note.
Oh man, it's like the one anime series I've fully watched. It came out like decades ago.
I mean, like from the end.
Oh, okay.
No, I've been. I found this TV channel.
I need to catch up on the last 10 episodes.
Does the regular release as if you're in the 90s and 2000s?
Oh man.
And the episode ends, you know,
mm-hmm.
with everything going back to normal and being all honky dory.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know a cool trivia fact that
I found
for this one? It's gonna blow your mind.
Uh oh.
This is the first episode where Sakura and Kiro wore costumes together.
Ooh.
We've had two episodes.
Thanks, person who wrote that trivia on the internet.
Oh my gosh.
When I look at trivia for these things, some of it's like, did you know that Sakura is a 10-year-old girl? And that's like the main point on like a top 10 Sakura trivia list.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And I'm like, what does that have to do with this? Like, that's not cool trivia.
You're like, that's just character information.
Cool.
It's not even like cool character information. Like, Sakura is actually like lactose intolerant.
Like random shit like that.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, finding out that there's 53 versus 19
mm-hmm.
clo cards in the series. Like, that's a cool little factoid to know.
Yeah.
But most of these weird anime lists, clearly no effort put into it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put an entire 3-paragraph section on her being 10 years old.
Yep.
And I'm like, guys,
We need to calm down.
No one cares.
Yep.
This brings me to probably my favorite episode.
That would mean that Sakura was born in 1988.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds
so she's 35 now.
Well,
that's a fun trivia fact.
Speaking of her aging up, when they released the new series in 2018, they're like, it's her when she's older. And I was like, oh, we're going to get like an adult Sakura. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's just in grade 7 now. But apparently there's now in April of 2023, they've announced that there's going to be another sequel.
Oh, cool.
Where she'll be older again. So I'm hoping we'll be like at least high school.
Yeah.
Cause each time it's like, she must capture the cloud cards. Now she must transform them to be her own. Now she must do this. So not sure what else they'll be able to do with the same book of dang cards, mm-hmm. but
I also saw that people are petitioning for the original, like Nelvana voice cast
actors
did
yeah.
come back and do it.
Well, you'd think that would be possible, but a lot of them, especially like the voice of Sakura, her voice work stopped in like the 90s. Like
her voice dropped.
Like, well, they literally went on to like country music, I think, but she only has a handful of roles. So to get her to come back would be probably a harder task, but also she was literally a child when she recorded the voice.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine it'll sound anything other than like our last episode with the fake "Hi, I'm a little girl."
Yeah.
For Freya from Angel Cop.
Oh my gosh, the Stewart voice. Look what I can do.
I command you in the power of the Clow. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, can you be the voice of Sakura in the new one?
Oh, Tomoyo. Actually, that's already better. So we come into my favorite episode.
Oh my gosh, this one was so good. I have so many reads for it.
Give me a breakdown of this episode.
Okay, so we start out at the aquarium on
yes.
a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I love an aquarium. And then we're like at the penguin exhibit, which is adorable. The penguins are jumping through hoops and stuff. And then all of a sudden, there's like a weird whirlpool that like opens up in the tank and starts like swallowing the trainer. And drowning her, and it's in front of this like class of grade 4 kids.
My literal note is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, wait,
just casually drowning this woman.
Yeah, my literal note for this episode is water card almost drowns an aquarium staff member, but Sakura is only worried about the penguin, which can breathe underwater.
Literally, this woman is drowning and the penguin's also stuck in like
the same in a
whirlpool. And she's like, oh no, someone help the penguin. No mention of this woman.
No, who gives a flying fuck about this keeper?
Thankfully, her brother is there randomly now working at the aquarium.
Yeah, you know, there's just a 15-year-old working at the aquarium and like in the tanks instead of like, I don't know.
And
weird
he saves
level.
The day by grabbing the whirlpool and pulling it apart.
Yeah. It was very strange. I was like, okay, I don't know what they do in Japan, but you know.
Hey, water flows differently there. You know, in Australia, the toilets flow
the toilets.
Backwards.
Yeah.
In Japan, the water is alive.
Yeah. Through the power of a
magic and friendship.
Yep.
Clo cards, exactly.
Oh man.
And she
and all these kids are not traumatized at all.
No, they're just like, wow, that was crazy.
After watching this woman almost die and a penguin almost die.
Yep. And then she just
more like a penguin being mildly inconvenienced.
Mm-hmm. And then she goes home. Or not, sorry, so she goes to school first.
Yep.
And then Miss Rich Girl Tomoyo comes out and goes, hey, both Kero and Sakura, here's cell phones from my dad's or from my mom's company. And this is 1998.
Yeah.
A cell phone that of that style in that year is expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And even Sakura's like, are you sure?
You know what's funny? I had a flip phone when I started university in 2010.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I had a flip phone up until, probably 2009 when the 3GS came out on the iPhone.
Did I say 2010 or 2012?
You said 2010.
Okay, good. Then it was the right one.
But she gives her these freaking phones and they're like stylized in pink and have little like things on them. And she gives one to Kero. Like, yeah. And they're adorable phones. But man, I would like to have a friend like that when I was younger.
I know.
But so she gets these phones and then she goes home where she bumps into.
Oh my gosh, who does she bump into?
Cute boy Yukita.
Oh my gosh, Yukita.
And in the most, again, if you're looking at this in a weird way, you'd be like, this is creepy. But then you remember that he just like thinks of her as his little sister.
Yeah.
Invites her to go to the aquarium where she just was.
Yep. Where Kero and Tomoyo
the next day
stalk them and film it.
Oh yeah. Cause she's obsessed with Sakura. That's, so she has to follow her around. Part of me wants to believe it's because she just wants to like be there in case something goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me is also like, no.
She wants to film this shit.
She just wants to film her cause she's obsessed with her.
Yep.
And while they're there, the water card
waiting for their shaved ice.
Their shaved ice being served by her brother,
yep.
who in the course of 24 hours has gone from being the penguin guy to the waiter.
Yep.
With very little explanation beyond the fact that the freezers were cold for the food.
Yep. We needed to shoehorn that plot point in.
Exactly. The tank explodes.
Yep.
And floods the entire food court, which is apparently attached to the penguin section.
Yep. As you do.
And it tries to drown her, where she has to come up with a plan to stop the water card, which Kero is very adamant. There's no combination of stuff that we can do.
Yeah, you can't combine the fly and the wind card. Water is too powerful.
Yeah, water has a strength of its own. And thanks to Yukito, he mentions, don't worry, again, being the nicest dude ever, don't worry about it. We can get our shaved ice another time.
Yeah.
Boom. Fourth grade brain kicks into gear. Ice. We'll freeze it.
So, which I mean is pretty smart.
Oh, it's super smart. So they come back and they
break through the easiest and most super lax security ever.
Yeah. Have you ever been to an aquarium or a zoo or anything? It's not light security. They don't want people messing with this stuff.
Especially after hours.
Yeah. And so she breaks in. And they formulate this plan.
Just a B&E.
They lure it into the freezer to freeze it, which apparently it froze like instantly, which is not how that works.
Oh, but wait. But first, we get another awesome outfit.
Right.
Which Kero says is 100% waterproof, which is great.
Yeah. So I think it's meant to be like a latex.
No, that's episode 4 where we get the rubber one.
Oh, okay. This one's just waterproof.
Yeah, this one's just waterproof.
So this one's like neoprene.
Yeah.
And I believe it's like a... hold on. I got a note on this here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I probably have...
The outfit was, it's got like a big hat and shoes that are like kind of curly,
oh,
like a genie's.
Yep.
And it kind of flows down at the back.
Yep.
And another outfit, which she has to change into because Tomio will not let her battle without an outfit on, no matter how inconvenient it is.
You need to look good.
You have to look good. And of course she fights, captures the card.
Yep.
And we go on with our lives.
Adorable.
Now, real quick side note here. So, the creator of this was asked, how come you have so many different outfits? Because in most Magical Girl, Magic Knight Ray Earth, Sailor Moon, etc., they all have the exact same outfit they transform into.
Mm-hmm.
It's a set uniform.
Yep.
And her response was, because it's boring.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
I love like Totally Spies and The Weekenders. Like they always had different outfits or like they had a believable wardrobe.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, again, I'm working costuming for a living, but for me, it was very interesting and exciting as a kid.
It was because it not only does she have different outfits for her like battle outfits, she has different outfits she wears in the series. Obviously, she wears a school outfit at school, but other times she has different outfits she's wearing in her own time. But the battle outfits constantly change. There are like, again, like 70 of these outfits.
Yep.
And it is smart, not only from keeping kids engaged, but also for fan art and cosplay and just merchandising.
Yep.
You have so many options that people get to pick their favorite outfit, pick their favorite this and that.
Or like you can release so many different dolls, you know.
Exactly. And I thought it was really cool that in the interview, she was like, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's why be boring? But anything done by Clamp is always really is good for that. Clamp is really, really fantastic for their creativity. And especially like we'd mentioned earlier, like the girls supporting girls.
Mm-hmm.
We'll eventually watch some Magic Knight Ray Earth. Same thing. If I ever had like a child and they were looking to like watch some anime, I would be like Cardcaptor, Magic Knight Ray Earth. Like this stuff is so good.
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon's good, but it's, I wouldn't say it's a role model show.
No, that's fair.
It just teaches you to be whiny.
Oh man, we are going to get so much hate mail now.
The thing actually, I forgot to bring this up in episode one, but I'm going to bring it up now. Every episode ends with a special series.
Oh my gosh, I thought we were just going to do that at the end and talk about Kiro's like corner of reviewing.
Fuck it, we'll do it then. On to episode four. Sakura's exhausting Sunday.
I mean, it is an exhausting Sunday.
She gets left alone again.
I know, for the whole day.
her brother's like, hey, you promised me if I let you go out, you do all the chores this week, and I'm leaving, and dad's also leaving.
Yep.
And so she has to start cleaning the house.
Cleaning the entire house. Oh, and we have a pile of laundry that's bigger than normal because it's been raining.
Yeah. Because everything's hung outside, which, you know what? Understandable.
I mean, yeah.
So she starts cleaning and she finds two cloak cards.
Oh my gosh.
And she goes, oh, cool. I found cards. They're done. I've got them.
Yep.
And sets them on the table.
To dry or whatever.
Or whatever, in the basement. And then gets a phone call from her daddy.
Oh yeah, that he, her daddy? Just kidding. That he needs like paper or something that she needs to deliver to the bus stop.
Mm-hmm. And so it's his notes for his lecture.
That's what it is.
So she puts on her rollerblades and like zooms out of there, gets there just in time. And as she's coming back, she sees Yukito again.
Oh, yep.
And she's like, oh yeah, I've got a, he's like, where are you going? She's like, oh, I got back home. I got to clean the whole house today. Da, da, yep. Da, da, da. And the most out of pocket leans in and goes, you're such a good girl. And I was like, whoa,
praise king, praise
weird,
king.
Weird. Why would you? And then I remembered that it's literally because he's the most innocent dude ever. He's just being like, oh, you're a little kid. You like, you know, being told you've done a good job. You're being a good girl. And I was like, okay, no, that's fair. No, I'm just so used to anime. I'm used to anime being so weird and creepy that when it's actually just a genuinely nice dude that says something that is not that weird, it just seems super weird.
Yeah. It's like when my nephews call my brother-in-law daddy and I'm like, duh.
And so we get back.
You have to say, so what happens while she's gone?
Nothing, seemingly.
Yeah.
She gets back and everything's good, and then they start to hear a noise. Beating. Louder. And what's her first inclination again? It's a robber.
Oh yeah, grab your baton.
And so she goes to the basement door again, because apparently this basement, you need to be fearful of robbers. And
I was like, put some fucking cages on your windows, guys.
And she hears this noise and she opens it up and this thing comes rushing at her. She slams the door and a branch falls on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out,
oh no, the wood card.
The wood card is now released and growing rampant throughout the house.
Yeah, just a jungle. It's like Jumanji.
And it literally fills the entire house until it finally reaches sunlight and it stops. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll capture it. So she captures it. And then she tries to go get the card, but she can't because it comes back to life again.
Oh, yep.
And we find out the reason this is happening is because there's the water card as well.
I thought it was the rain card.
The rain card? One of the two.
Yeah. Water. No, because she captured water in the third episode.
Right, it is the rain card, yeah.
So it's rain.
And it's literally when rain and wood meet, they
grow stuff.
They fuck. And the wood gets big and long.
Oh my god, Tyler.
That's what happened.
I know.
This little cloud person with a human body is like raining down on this wood, and it's growing crazily throughout the house. And of course, earlier in the episode, Sakura calls Tomio
because they were supposed to go to a picnic.
Yeah, I can't hang out. Sorry. And Tomio decides to show up anyways with their camera.
Yep.
And sees like, what's going on? She's like, there's a cloak card. And what does Tamio require her to do before she goes to fight this card?
Change into a rubber costume.
Change into a friggin' costume.
Which, as a person who has made rubber outfits and stuff like that before, that's not easy. And, like, there's, like, inflatable bits of it. And,
The little wings and all that kind of stuff.
Or even the hoops around the bottom of the skirt.
It's a cute costume.
Oh, it's absolutely adorable.
But she's, like, crawling through this, like, massive, like, branches in this much larger costume than what she was previously wearing.
Yeah.
And she gets the cards. And, of course, she... Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, she fucks them up.
Yep.
And she captures them.
Yeah.
And her house goes back to being perfectly normal.
So... my favorite is they were like, the rain card, what? That's not that bad because it's just drizzling. And I was like, acid rain. Nope, didn't do that.
No. I mean, it could have been way worse if you mix the rain with like anything else.
Yeah.
Like the rain and the fire. Yeah, you get like acid rain or something. Yeah. Or, that's the first time we see that the cards can technically interact with each other.
Yep.
Which will be relevant again in the future.
Yep.
And we get our very simple, they saved it. Yep. Her house is a mess.
Now she has to write her name on the card so that doesn't happen again.
Tamio helps her clean the house.
Which is a mess. Holy moly. For 2 10-year-old girls, that was a lot.
They did it, though.
Yep.
And Caro did it the first time, bless his soul, when she went to go deliver the documents. He did all the laundry. But, of course, the trees ruined all that.
Yep.
And then, we get Caro's corner where, again, it talks about her outfit.
Yep.
Breaking down like the different pieces of it. Like this time we're going to talk about, this one they talk about the house.
No, that was in episode 5.
That's episode 5?
Yep.
Okay. This one they talk about the outfit again.
Because that was how I was like, that's how I learned it was made out of rubber, which I was like.
Right.
I don't know what 10-year-old's working with latex, but.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, not like she's worried about.
That's right. Tamio is rich.
She's loaded.
Loaded. Which takes us. Into episode 5, Sakura. Oh, I did it.
It's okay.
Sakura, Panda, and a Cute Shop.
Oh,
and then Trouble at
gosh.
Twin Bells.
Yep.
Which is the cutest episode.
It is really adorable. This like cute little single woman trying to open up a toy shop and she just is so klutzy.
And she knows that she's cursed.
Yeah.
which is weird for me for a timeline because it makes me wonder how long is happening between these episodes. Because she's being cursed by this...
Yeah,
what turns out to be a clo card.
Yeah.
But how long... She's like, I had to move towns because they wouldn't shop at my
shop. Yeah, I wondered that too when I saw this episode.
How long has it been since this clo got released before this episode hits?
Yeah, yeah.
But
has it been like 3 years?
Like, it's clearly been at least a few months.
But even still, that's to open and close and open and close. Like,
yeah. But she has a cute little store called Twin Bells.
Mm-hmm.
Which has the little stuffies.
Yeah.
Which is like the equivalent of... like a Squishmallow shop these days.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Or I guess like any, like even like in our city, we have a Japanese store that has a bunch of Pokemon and other plushies.
It's like the Disney store in the 90s.
But for Pokemon and stuff. And it's great. And I may have bought a few. I'm an adult. Shut up. I got my own
I
money.
Have adult money.
Yep. Parents thought the nerdiness was a phase. No, I was just a broke child.
But now I have money.
Money.
That was like me buying Nightmare Before Christmas Pyrex containers.
As an adult.
Yep.
And
then they go to school and can we talk about the part that I thought was really funny?
Absolutely.
When Sakura goes, oh, that's Tomoyo's voice, and then it cuts to only piano and no vocals, and I was like, is it because we're out? No, because then we go inside and
she talks about how beautiful it is,
yeah, how great her voice is and how everybody loves it, and then we get no vocals.
This is just like the rock scene in Angel Cop at the concert where the music's going but there's no friggin' vocals happening.
Yeah.
But the guy's singing on stage.
Yep.
It's the same thing. And you mentioned earlier about the budget and how they like put in new audio stuff and da 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 da. But apparently they couldn't make the girl sing for 11 seconds.
Nope.
I have the literal same note being like, what voice?
I know. I was
what
like,
beautiful voice.
Is her voice so high that none of us can hear it? Or is it like in the Polar Express where you can only hear the bell if like. You believe in Santa Claus?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I literally watched that. And at first I had Angel Cop flashbacks of just like,
oof.
Man,
oof.
This is silly.
Nobody
give me the dang audio.
Nobody wants flashbacks to Angel Cop.
I know. And they all talk about how excited they are to go to this toy shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls invite Sakura and she goes, oh, I actually said I'm going to go with Tamio. And again, because no one in this show is toxic, the that she's like, but we could all go together.
Yeah, I really liked that.
And all the girls like, yeah, yay, we can all go together.
It was like, yeah, it was friendship. It was, you know, female community and stuff like that. I thought it was, I noticed that and I really liked it.
Yeah, it was great. And so we go to the shop and the shop is still not open.
Yep.
It is still a mess.
Yep.
This lady has done nothing in the last 8 hours.
She's picked stuff up and then fell over.
Fell over again. And what do these girls do?
Fully just volunteer to clean this shop.
And set the whole dang thing up. They fix this lady's shop. And then the one girl who's obsessed with stuffed animals sees this little panda.
That isn't a cute panda.
It's a cute panda.
Actually, she doesn't see it. It jumps out of the box right. And like literally runs Rolls. To her.
Yeah.
And nobody thinks it's weird.
No one questions that.
Yep.
Oh, it must have a spring system in it. It's like Tickle Me Elmo for jumping.
Yep.
And I guess she buys it.
Yeah.
And they bring it back to her house.
Because all the woman's going to do for a thank you is give them tea.
Okay.
For setting up her entire shop and doing a lot of manual labor.
I forgot about that. You're right. They literally did hours of work
They're
combined.
They're like sweeping the floor.
And she gives them some tea.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks so much. And I understand that like it's a culture of helping out.
Yeah.
But like.
Give them a stuffy.
Give them a free animal. Like, yep. Like if you have these kids who didn't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You were supposed to do your job and you didn't do your job.
Yep.
And they come in and they're like, we're going to do your job for you.
Yep.
And all you give them is some tea?
Yeah.
It's a common courtesy to be like, hey, you technically earned the cost of this stuffy in your working hours, even in the 90s at minimum wage. Here's a free stuffed animal.
Yeah.
But no, the girl
as
buys
like,
it.
As a symbol of gratitude.
Yeah. But no, she buys it.
Yep.
Brings it home. They all comment on how crazy her stuffed animal collection
is. She has so many.
A crap ton. She was a
squishmallow
girl. They
were like, we'll all sit in your bedroom. And then they're all like crammed together because there's
like
too many stuffed animals. Which, I was that child.
That's understandable. I had a few as well growing up. I actually still, my favorite stuffed toy, I still have it. It's from grade 4, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Japanese exchange student who was like learning to be a teacher. So I guess an exchange teacher who came here and was helping to teach my grade 4 class. And I fell instantly in love with her.
Doesn't surprise me.
Hardcore. And she would always draw me Pokemon pictures.
Oh, that's how you win Tyler
and
over.
When she was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I was so sad. And she could see I was sad she was leaving. So she brought me a holo foil of my favorite Pokemon at the time, which was Chansey. It's still up there on my mantle.
I was like, oh, is that the spirally one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she brought me this card. And then she also brought me her stuffed Pikachu that she brought with her on the trip to like ease her,
oh,
her anxieties.
Her homesickness.
And when you like squeeze it, it would squeak. And I still have it to this day. So thank you. For
I was like, do you even remember her name?
I do.
What is it?
I can't remember.
I just asked you, do you remember your her name? And you said, I do. And then you said, I don't remember.
And
oh, yeah.
Now I feel like a terrible person. But regardless, I loved her. And she treated me very nicely.
Well, we'll
I
never
greatly
find,
appreciate
we'll never
it.
Find her.
I will dub in the answer if I remember it later.
Editor's note.
Actual editor's note here. Her name was Midori.
But yeah, so she loves these stuffies. And you know what? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You do you.
She's a 10-year-old girl.
And she loves them so much that when she leaves and all of a sudden her room explodes and there's mm-hmm. this loud noise and they all run in, all the stuffies are on the ground. The one she just bought is it seems to be the only one she really cares about because she instantly notices it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. My stuffy's gone. Who would have taken this? And
a
they just
burglar.
Again, they just assume someone climbed up the window, stole one stuffed animal, threw the rest on the ground, and then left.
I know, right? They're like, this is the prized one. The Yakuza broke into her house. Took this panda stuffy and left.
The Yakuza.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all kind of go home because what else can you do?
And they're like, oh no, a burglar. I'm so scared now.
And they decide this must be the work of a cloud card. Cloud card. Fuck.
Of a card. Okay, everybody.
Of one of the cards. So they decide to go back to Maki's store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, at night.
This was during the...
Was it? No, it was during the...
Well, was it night? Yeah, they just showed up.
Yeah.
And they were like, hi, let's talk.
Yeah.
And so Tamio goes and distracts her
by asking her like how to make tea.
Make tea, but then goes on for like, I guess, 15 minutes about video equipment.
Yeah, and like try to distract her while Sakura is like
trying to fight this,
tossing the store, trying to find clues. Yeah.
Just put it together that day and now she's tossing it apart.
She's
again.
Like, I did this work, I can destroy it.
Exactly. And Tamio does a pretty good job. I think this is Tamio, but anyways, Tamio does a pretty good job at like distracting her until Sakura screams.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the stuffed animals start flying around her.
Yeah, and like just morphing into like this, I don't even know. It was just like a glob of stuffed animals because the jump card.
And this is where we find out, or this is where the first time someone else sees this happening.
Yeah. So she's
because Maki walks out, sees the toys flying around, they burst through the window, and what does she do? She's like, fuck it, I'm out, and just passes out.
Yeah, she does. I was like, look at the responsible adult she is.
Yep. And so
she's like, these 10-year-olds can deal with it.
And so Sakura tells Tamio, watch over Maki.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this.
Mm-hmm. Does she have a battle outfit? No, she doesn't have a battle outfit for this one.
Yeah, so she doesn't have an outfit. She runs out and she goes to fight this card. And it's a really funny scene for me because they're swirling around her.
Yeah.
And they start raining down on her. She's like screaming in panic. And then she just gets like pelted by a stuffed animal.
Yep.
She goes, oh, that didn't hurt.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Never mind.
They're stuffed animals.
Sometimes they have those plastic eyes and those hurt when you get whipped with them.
Well, yeah, if you're getting whipped, you just drop it though.
Yeah.
You know. And so she decides to use her wood card.
Yes.
To capture.
The one that she just got.
Yeah, to capture it. And the stuffed animals break it free.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses the stuffed animals to enlarge itself into this giant creature.
Yeah.
And it gets so big it tires itself out, which, what a fucking cop out.
I know. I was
what
like,
a cop
wow.
out of her capturing this fucking card, because it like is stomping towards her and she's freaking out like, oh no, oh no. And then it just goes, ooh.
Yep. And passes out.
And falls over.
What a cop out.
I was like, fuck that. That's stupid.
Yep. Oh, and then they're like, they justify it by being like, oh, the jump card, it's not very smart. And it's like, it just tires itself out super easily.
Powerful, but dumb.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, I get it. You couldn't think of something better. But also,
they're like, this is what we got.
And so she captures the card and we end the episode with everything going back to normal at the shop.
Yep.
And all of the little girls are now shopping there because the curse has been broken.
The next day, the broken window is just fine.
Oh, instant. But you know what, though? You say that, but compared to construction in North America, Japan is quick as fuck.
That's true. They are efficient.
They're like, oh, we had an entire highway washed out after the tsunami. We're going to rebuild it in 6 days.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And you might think, oh, that's because it was like a time of like of need. And it's like, no. They care about their streets. They care about getting stuff done and keeping things nice and clean. And we should learn from that, North America. Because I've been avoiding the same pothole for years on my street that I've called about for years. And nothing's been done. And that kind of leads us at the end of our five episodes that mm-hmm. we watched today.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a cute series. Like, it held my attention. I wasn't like, oh my gosh. So, yeah, I thought it was really adorable. And I kind of want to watch more because I want to overdose on more nostalgia.
I think we probably will because we missed out on a lot of the stuff that we would have gotten in our youth. The version that we watched where we got to meet
Lee.
We got to meet a bunch of other characters, see a bunch of different Cloud cards in those first couple episodes. So we'll probably watch more.
Yeah.
I would like to watch some more and kind of talk about it.
Oh, gosh. that was just because I was stretching, not because...
Grunting at me? You know what? I needed this.
What, to watch Card Captors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
just happy and lovely and...
I have been wanting something a little softer.
You mean you didn't want to watch Promised Neverland? You jerk.
Yeah. I made Lindsay watch Promised Neverland and told her not to read a synopsis.
He told me literally nothing. And I was like, okay. So we're watching it and this is cute orphanage and everything's so happy. And I was like, this is going to be fucked up. There's something scary going to happen.
No, it's like a slice of life anime. And then the last fucking scene is a dead
is a dead child. And I was like, yep, called it. That's a fucked up one. Awesome. Really excited.
It was great. Really glad I could be there for you for that.
Oh my gosh. We should record me watching episode two.
You still haven't watched it?
No, I just got your Crunchyroll thing.
Okay, that's fair. I think it's on Netflix though. I don't remember.
I don't have Netflix either.
Right.
Because they really locked down their like password sharing.
Oh, you're using your parents?
No, I was using Deb's.
Fair. I upgraded my Crunchyroll so that I could give you access.
Crunchyroll, you should sponsor us. Then we can both.
If only.
Oh my gosh, we would love that.
We would love that.
I could catch up on all the anime I watched as a child. Including Cardcaptors.
True. Although, speaking of, again, watching as a child, we got a very different intro.
Yeah. Oh, I did not like the one on the new one.
Don't get me wrong. It's very city pop. It's very of its time. 80s, 90s anime, city pop sounds. As a city pop song, it's decent. But I miss my version.
Cardcaptors.
Exactly.
Whoop.
Careful, don't break the microphone.
Although,
speaking of the music, did you know that there's like 12 albums of Cardcaptor Sakura?
That doesn't surprise me.
It's quite the media franchise. It has albums, it has manga, it has anime, it has movies, It has video games.
Oh, I did know that.
And it also had its own Taco Bell promotion with toys and whatnot.
Do you have pictures of this?
I do have pictures of this.
Oh my gosh. And we'll of course post these to the Discord as well.
Where are my Taco Bell Cardcaptors? So you got like this little fake plastic camera.
Camcorder? Oh my gosh.
You got these, I'll just bring it up here.
2002.
You got this little video viewer, they called it.
Oh wow.
You got these little Clow escape card thing, so like you pressed and it shot a card out of it.
That's so cool.
You got little character toys that are about like the cards. You got this Clow card detector board.
Was it like a mood ring?
No, it's like a physical board.
Oh,
like a board game board.
I like how it says collect all four. So for the character, we're not going to do Sakura, we're going to do Lee.
I think there was a Sakura version.
No, because it says collect all four.
Oh, you're right. It does.
Wow.
It is not a good looking toy.
Oh, wow. It looks like he's holding a big black.
It does look like a dildo.
Yep.
We'll post some photos of this. It does look like a dildo. It's unfortunate.
Yep.
But yeah, they had a Taco Bell. Of all the franchises to go in.
I mean, Taco Bell. Taco Bell slaps.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I went to Taco Time for tacos. on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell the story about from when we dated.
Oh, I'm going to tell that story too now that you bring it up. But I went to Taco Bell and it was Taco Tuesday, $2 tacos because they're finally back to being $2 because hell yeah. And so I got two hard shell bean, two hard shell rice, one soft shell bean, one soft shell rice. And I got through all of them and the last one, I almost took a bite. And I was like, no, I'll pour the stuff that's kind of following my other tacos into this one. So I open it up. It's fucking beef. And I walk back, and I think I'm funny. I walk back to the girl working the counter. Nice girl. And I was like, I got some beef. And she was like, "What? Oh, what's the problem?
She's just confused.
And I was like, no, literally, I've got beef. And I like completely changed my tone. I opened up the taco, and I was like, this one's supposed to be bean. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, that's fine. I didn't eat it. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to yell at a fast food worker.
I'm glad you're not a monster.
No. And so she makes me my new taco and gives me a taco to go on my way. However, this actually was Taco Time.
Okay.
For me and you. This was early on when we had first
dating. Yeah, I was
going to
say, I think it was like December or something, and we started dating in October.
Yeah. By the way, this is many, many years ago.
This was 2016.
Yeah. And so we're driving home after seeing a play, and we stop for Taco Bell that we're going to watch while we watch.
That we're going to eat while we watch.
What were we watching? Gothic.
Oh, American Mary?
No.
Oh. Repo?
Repo. We got some taco time to watch while we're watching, to eat while we're watching Repo.
Which, I mean, nothing pairs better with a goth rock opera, quite like.
Than tacos.
Yeah.
So I get a burrito, we get some little fried things, whatever, we get some drinks, and I'm holding this big bag of food in my lap as we're driving. Lindsay is a bit of a rough driver.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm a good driver. It was just nighttime and I wasn't wearing my glasses.
Which makes you a bad driver.
Legally, I don't need them to drive.
No, but you didn't realize the light was red.
No, it was like, so,
it was fucking red. And so you slam on the brakes.
Oh, yes. Okay, never mind. Yes, it was red.
And you slam on the brakes at this light, and you put your arm out. And my, like, oh, this girl's, like, making sure I'm safe. And you put your arm out, and you grab the tacos to make sure that the tacos don't fly forward out of their seat as you slam on the brake. And you're like, oh, I got the tacos. And I'm sitting there like, what about me? You slam on the brake at full fucking go.
Yep, did a seatbelt check.
And only check to make sure the tacos are
okay. You had your seatbelt on. The tacos did not.
Doesn't matter. You reach, I'm holding the tacos and your first thought
and
is...
And you were doing a terrible job.
No, I was not.
I wouldn't have had to put my hand out.
You didn't need to put your hand out anyways. I had a tight grip on those tacos. But you still cared more about the tacos than my safety. And I... have brought that up constantly. We always laugh about it.
Yep.
Because it was a good story.
I would say it's that one and then the audience participation one.
Oh, not to bring you more of our history here. We went to a play together once again.
Okay. So yeah, I went, it was like my friend was doing a one person show. And so it was like pay what you can preview. And I was like, do you want to go to the show and support my friend? And we were the only two people in the audience.
There's one other man.
Was there?
Yes, in the shadows.
Man. Oh, I think it was the director, though.
Maybe. It was him and his wife, I think.
Yeah. But it was super uncomfortable being in this tiny black box theater, being basically the only people in the audience. And at the end, there's this whole... I would say there's a monologue, but the whole thing was a monologue about, you know, my friend is going on this thing about whatever. And then he makes eye contact with me and goes, "Now your turn. Say it." And I was not paying attention. And just said what I think I heard.
And out loud.
Out loud to my friend. And afterwards, they came out and they were like, that was really interesting. Because, like, that's not actually an audience participation part. Like, I was like, motherfucker.
They look at you and they just say what they were going to say, talking to themselves. And you decide that. They're talking to you.
They said, your turn, say it. They said something that was like an invitation for me to talk.
And you just start talking in this person's play. And, oh man, the secondhand embarrassment I felt from
that. Oh my gosh, I was mortified.
Hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
So I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Getting back on music again. I don't know what brought us on to, oh right, albums and all the other stuff. I haven't played any of the video games in a long time. I used to have a couple like hand-cracked versions, like English translations of some of the Game Boy games on my computer back when I was a kid. But I think I'm gonna download a couple because we've got some for PlayStation I can download to my computer. Because shh, don't tell the government. That I want to try out. That some of them look terrible. Some of them look fun.
One of them look like 90s games.
Oh, I watched a couple trailers and they are not good. The ones in the Game Boy are apparently pretty decent. So I might check out some of those.
But, bonus content.
Yeah, I'll stream me playing some Card Cap.
Do it. Put it on the Patreon.
I haven't streamed in a year. I used to stream building Gundams.
What? You build Gundams?
No, I know, right?
I say this sitting in a room full of Gundams.
I had one viewer who would constantly be there, some like 15-year-old kid from the Middle East who really wanted to build Gundams, but they're hard to get in his town.
Aww.
So he would come and watch me build Gundams.
I love that.
And tell me about his dreams and how his day was at school and like what he wants to do for a living, and I'd like give him a little bit of advice, and it was a pretty good time.
Adorable.
But I haven't streamed in a long... Sorry, that's a lie. Sorry. I was on a D&D stream that was a weekly stream.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'll be back on stream again, and I'll promote that at some point in a couple months. But I haven't streamed myself in a while. So maybe I'll start up an Animates stream account and stream some old anime games. We'll see.
Yeah, let us know if that's something you guys would be interested in.
Because if it is, I am more than welcome to do it. I've got the time. But let's... just gonna end speaking on.
Oh wait, sorry. I have one point about the ending song.
Okay.
And my note was just, did this song just cure my depression?
It's so good.
Oh my gosh, I have the lyrics here, and they're basically like, the first two lines are, let's all head out of town. You just depress yourself being alone, right? Yeah, I do.
I do.
You
that.
End in a loop of sadness. Ah, and now you're worrying it more. Let's jump outside. There's nothing to worry about. The earth's been turning since long ago. I'm sure the moon is too. Damn. Let's go. And it's, yeah, brand new love song. Holla, hallelujah. Let's go nuts and fall in love every day. Simple everyday life, ordinary feelings. You always have things you must protect.
Damn, Japan.
Holy moly. Yeah, holy crap. Like, why am I going to pay for a therapist? I'll just listen to this song.
Every time I'm feeling alone, I'll listen to the song. It'll remind me to go outside and remember that the earth was turning long before I had problems.
And so was the moon.
Does the moon turn?
Yes, it does. Well, it's yes, because it's science.
But what about the dark side of the moon?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'll give you a science lesson later.
Okay.
Okay. I just remember this from sixth grade because it blew my mind. I are dumb? Oh, okay. Anyways.
What are your final thoughts on the series here?
Oh my gosh, it was adorable, and I'm really happy it exists.
It's a great series to kind of rewatch from a nostalgia vibe, yep. And it's definitely something that I would highly recommend for children.
Oh yeah.
There's a consumer watch group that like posts about TV shows, and I decided to read their reviews of it.
Oh, was it Tipper Gore?
And a lot of them were like, really great show for kids.
Oh, good.
But make sure you watch the original version and not the new one available online, because the original one gets rid of all the LGBTQ stuff.
You mean the English version?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Which, fuck you.
Yeah. Like, don't be homophobic.
Oh, no. Your kid sees a girl having a crush.
Yeah, apparently the television series like has received a lot of praise for being able to appeal to not only like young audiences, but also be enjoyable by the adults with them. So that's really cool. Because, yeah, there's things like the artwork, the humor, the characterization and the anime, like, or the animation. Like, it's all something that appeals to both kids and adults.
And the fact that no one is mean to each other and they're actually just like nice kids.
It's all about like encouraging and loving yeah. relationships, which is awesome.
Which is pretty friggin' sweet. I would love to be a card captor.
Oh yeah.
I would absolutely
alone.
Love to like get a cool outfit and go out and fight magical creatures.
You just get a different tie-dyed Pokemon shirt or Sailor Moon shirt
every time
you go out.
I want a full Tomoyo outfit.
Okay.
On my person.
I'll make you a rubber costume.
I do not want a rubber costume. I want you to make me the one from episode 7 with the bat wings.
Oh, hell yeah. I want one too.
Maybe I'll cosplay as that.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say, if we ever do a live show, we need to make those costumes for us.
Hell yes, we do. I think we should eventually watch some more. Yep. We'll do a poll online when this episode's out
yep.
about that. Mostly just so we can get a bit of a more in-depth look at things. It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, I was like, holy
moly.
And
a lot happens in this series. New characters get introduced that aren't just regular children and Lee, who's a ninja. Also get like magical people that arrive and mm-hmm. angels. And
I like that I'm agreeing like I know, but I don't.
You don't know.
Nope.
Lots of crazy stuff is going to happen.
It is going to be great.
We'll get there eventually.
If you want us to watch more, we definitely will and not be mad about it.
No. And if you want to hear more awkward stories from when we were dating all those years ago.
Oh my gosh.
There's plenty.
We'll make a Patreon bonus episode of us just talking about dating.
Get the dirt. Yeah, if you want to find out more about us mm-hmm. and the show mm-hmm. and check out our Discord and all that jazz, head over to patreon.com/animates. That is animates spelt out A-N-M-I-E-I-G-H-T-I-E-S. And there you can get access to our Patreon. You can find our other socials and make sure to follow us on all your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Podbay, anywhere like that. And then you can find more goofy shenanigans.
Ooh, we're going to shenan once and we're going to shenan again.
And then we're going to Shanana Thrice.
Let's start an emo band.
Called Shanana Thrice?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we just rip off the Card Captors theme song?
But we'll do it in the style of Thrice.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Just hardcoring it out. Like that like kind of singy voice first, being like, wind, rain, shadow, wood, sword, thunder, power, sleep. And then come into the rest of it, just like, bleh.
Just full on rip off Maximum the Hormone.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this has been
Animates.
Animates.
Bah, 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 bah.
Bah, 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 bah.